Welcome back. This is the VIP experience where Anne is going to help you pinpoint the exact inner block that has been holding you back from taking the actions you know you need to create the success you want in your business. So I'm so excited to see what Anne's going to talk to us about and how we're going to move forward in getting that success in our business. So thank you. Welcome back, Anne. And let's dive into this. I'm excited.
Yeah, let's dive in. And I'll say this in your business, in your life, in your, you know, whatever, we all have things that we keep telling ourselves to do, and then we don't do them. Or maybe we do them, but we do them really infrequently. We don't do them regularly. And even though we know that they will be good to do, right? Whether it could be about, you know, eating better, it could be about exercising, it could be about with your business, whether you're making calls or getting a speaking opportunity or posting on social media, whatever. Like, we all have, can everybody think of a few things? Those things that, like, somehow they just keep getting moved forward on the list, but never getting crossed off. So we all have things like that, right? And sure, we could just say, oh, like, I procrastinate. Well, yeah, that doesn't solve anything, just to put a name on it. Right? So what I wanted to do was kind of lift the lid a bit of, like, well, what's going on when that really happens? And so we're going to do a bit of a process that I love to do. It's, to me, it's kind of like the keys of the kingdom. I use this all the time for myself when I get stuck or, you know, I'm not moving forward, and it makes a huge difference. All right. So we're going to have Rama be like the demo, and everyone else just follow along. You're just going to pick for yourself. So I'm going to ask Rama and she's going to answer. But those of you listening, pick whatever it is for you that you want to shift here. So what's something that you either are just not doing it, or you're definitely not doing it as, like, as often as, you know, you want to be.
Yeah. So I know in speaking with other people that do this work, it's the kind of following up with the clients and re-engaging. So I think that's one of the things that I've noticed a lot of people and myself also struggle with, following back up and seeing where people are.
When we talked before, you were, you know, this was going on, but you weren't quite ready to work, you know, do some work or whatever, or we did do that, but I know there was the other thing, right? Checking back in. First thing I want to say is, as a business owner who's built a, you know, successful business, that stuff's gold. like not following up with people who have expressed interest or have maybe worked with you in the past to see if what's going on with them is, it's like gold in your own backyard. You're not digging up. So I actually want to point out how important it is. Okay, but now we're not talking about that. We're talking about, why don't we do this? And we're going to answer this in probably a different way, because everyone, whatever you picked, if I just said, why aren't you doing it? You could probably, Rama, spit out three or four different reasons why you're like, ah, it's because of this and I'm concerned about that, or I just don't have the time. Right. But that's not what we're talking about. Okay. We're talking about, like, what's under the under. Okay. So this thing that you resist doing, let's just, you know, put that R word on it. I want you to imagine, maybe it was a recent time, or just imagine it's some circumstance where you're telling yourself to do this. You're like, I really need to do that. I said I would do it. I know I need to. Just for, and everybody following with yourself, just imagine that situation. Like, where are you? And it's, you know, having that thought. Okay. And let's say you're like, I'm going to go do it. And you essentially move towards the action. Right. That might be you're literally physically moving, like, towards your desk and towards the phone or the computer. It might be something else. It might be you're more just like, maybe you were already seeing your desk. So you're mentally moving towards the action. Right. But there's a place between the thought of, I'm going to do this, and then the actual action of doing it. Here's the action. Okay. This is the target where we supposedly are headed. And here's you. And you're, like, moving towards doing it. Right. And right about here, there's a thought. There's a thought that you have. And when you have that thought, somehow you just end up going off in some other direction instead of continuing to the goal. And I want you and all of you to think, so what is it? What's that thought? And just to be clear, it's probably nothing dramatic. It's usually this, I think of them as stealth thoughts because they're stealthy, lovely. It's probably something like, it could be something as simple as like, oh, it doesn't matter anyway. Or it might even be, I'll do it tomorrow. Or I don't really know what I'm going to say to them anyway. Or they're not going to care, right? So just look and see what you see, Rama.
I would say, like, I don't want to bother them.
Don't want to bother them. Oh, that's a great one.
Yeah.
A great one. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're like, I don't want to bother them. Like, you go off and you do something else, right? Are we all recognizing this phenomenon? And you almost don't notice because it's this stealthy little thing, right? You don't experience that, like, oh my God, I failed to do the thing. You know, it's not dramatic. It's just. Okay, so you got the thought. And what's, now I want you to get the emotion. There's probably some feeling, one or more emotions, that when, if you stop and you let yourself hang out in that thought instead of just going off, what emotion or emotions is there, is present? I don't want to bother them.
Probably in, I would say maybe an unworthy, like if.
Feeling like you're, who were you?
I'd be right? Bothering them, like, why?
I should, you know, me? I should,
yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Look and see.
I think that's probably the big one. I would say that's.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of you might be, there might be like five different emotions hitting you in the face and others that maybe just, and that's fine. Whatever you're getting from this, you're doing it right. Okay. All right. So I want you to be in the thought, I don't want to bother them. And then be in that feeling. It's not a fun feeling, but be in it. Okay. And now I want you to ask yourself, what age does this feel like? It's probably not the age you are right now.
Age 5 keeps coming to mind. That's very young.
Yeah. And a lot of you, probably most of it is going to be like 8, 9, 10 and under. You also, a lot of you might be like 33. Okay, great. Like, because there was probably something in specific, but it's probably something from childhood. Now, whatever came from just speaking to everybody, whatever came to you, it was right. You felt this way more than one time in your life. Okay. There's no white, like single age. You didn't only feel unworthy once in your life. Okay. Multiple times in your life. So whatever came up, like that's what's available to come up, whether it was like 14 when nobody feels good enough or whatever. Okay. But we'll keep going. So it was age 5, right? Do you have any particular memory that seems to be associated with it? You may or may not, but if you do, it's worth seeing if something particular comes up.
I don't feel, age 5 feels like the right age, but I can't pinpoint a specific memory. I think it's just
that's
kind
totally
of a
fine.
Feeling.
And the majority
it's just a feeling.
Yeah, exactly. The majority of people listening, it's probably the same. So you don't need a specific memory about this. I also just ask because sometimes people do have a specific memory. And so that's great to kind of bring that in, right? But it's more like, yeah, this is kind of like what 5 felt like, you know, not every day of 5, but there's something there, right? So I want you to just let yourself really be in that space. Let it kind of grow a little, like that feeling of like, I don't want to bother people. It's not okay. There might be some variations, like I'm going to get in trouble if I bother people, or look and see what's there, because it's, there's probably a good bit in there. Yeah.
I think you just hit it, which is actually what I've never thought of before, but I might get in trouble if I bother people. I think that's actually probably the one.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. And do you see how that's a little heavier than just, mm-hmm. Oh, I, you know, bother them. It's like, no, I might get in trouble if I bother mm-hmm. them. Right. Okay. So let yourself be with that. And here's the thing is to, for you to understand what's been happening up until now is you've been asking a 5-year-old to make your follow-up calls and kind of wondering why it wasn't happening. So just kind of be with that. For everybody, it's like, oh. And what does that feel like to the 5-year-old being asked to make Sales follow-up calls? I mean, that's not like a 5-year-old's job. Not that 5-year-olds aren't great salespeople, because they are, but only for what they want. So yeah, like what do you see in that? Does that ring true? Like, oh yeah, 5-year-old me has been kind of like avoiding this.
Yeah, I think so. It does ring true.
So this might be a good time for you to have a little conversation with 5-year-old Ramon. So if you look at what you've been unintentionally putting on her, you've been putting this kind of weight of this thing on the 5-year-old version of you, right? What would you like to say to her? What would you like to say to the 5-year-old who's been having these expectations put on her? So just again, say, you can say it out loud or you can just say it in your mind, but look and see what there is to say. And I want everyone else to do the same to your 8-year-old or 3-year-old or 14, whoever it is you're talking to.
I mean, I think it would just be like, you're safe. I mean, that's a big one that you're safe. Yeah. And just have fun. Like, I feel like it's so to that feeling unworthy and then feeling like you're getting it in trouble that like, if you just flip that and you're like, this will be fun. You can reconnect with people. Like, this is like flip that switch. Then that would make it be the fun part of the 5-year-old versus the worrying.
Yes. Right. Because we get detached from the fun part. Right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, just look and see what there is to say. I mean, for some of you listening, for some of you, it might be, you might feel like you want to apologize. Like, I'm so sorry, 7-year-old. I did not mean to put that on you. The others, it might, and that may not ring for, you know, look and see what there is. You're probably all going to have slightly different things to say, right? But the reality is, you know, when we get, I'm going to use that buzzword, triggered, right? When we get triggered by, we're heading towards that thing we don't want to do. And that it brings up some past thing, right? Some past thing, in this case, something from age 5. In that moment, when that happens, you lose access to your current adult self. You lose access to all of the capabilities and wisdom and experience and skills that you've built since you were 5. And you're now a 5-year-old trying to do an adult job, right? And so until you realize, and then on top of that, then we're blaming ourselves for not doing the thing, not realizing, well, of course, I'm 5. Of course, I'm not doing it, right? So then we add that on top, right? So until we get it, I mean, this is really one of the most valuable questions I ever ask myself is I stop and I go, what age does this feel like? And then in the moment, you can be like, oh, all right. Okay, 5-year-old, I'm actually not going to ask you to do that anymore. Unless you like, I love what you said. Unless you want to help, you know, if you want to like make it more fun, great. But you don't even have to. You can just go climb a tree and this is actually my job. It's not your job, right? And so, you know, whatever you're saying to the 5-year-old, is there anything that she wants to say back? Just kind of check in and see.
Yeah, she just wants to put down that unworthiness feeling. She just, I mean, I keep going back to the fun. She just wants to have fun and play.
Yeah, exactly.
And be, right? You know, her vibrant, energetic self and not worry and all those types of things. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So you can, this is something you may want to go back and have a dialogue a few different times with her, right? And, you know, let her know that, yeah, like you said, that she's not in trouble and not bothering anyone and, you know, all of that stuff. And, you know, celebrate, you know, her joyous self. And so, you know, you can, for all of you, can kind of, you might be gone. Some of you listening might be having a whole dialogue back and forth. That's great, you know, when you're done, you're done. But bottom line is, now that you're back reconnected with your current adult self, let the 5-year-old or whoever go play, you know, unless they just want to watch or be that, you know, you can do it. Yeah, you can do whatever you want to. And now come back to the now and look at that. Go back to the thing that you were thinking of doing and that you'd have that thought. And what does that feel like now? Has it shifted? The idea of going and picking up that phone or whatever, What does it feel like now compared to before?
It's changed to being more of a joyful, fun connecting with people versus bothering them. Like, hey, I'm really interested. How's everything going? More of the fun, joyful connection, you know, type of energy versus the.
Yeah,
absolutely. Which is then you come at it from more of a joyful place and then it's a positive energy and
nothing
you don't want to avoid it.
Like, then you're like, you're great. And it's just like, you can do this. Because you want to, and you want to connect to people, and you love people, and all of those things. So it's really that simple. And you can take that process and you can kind of expand on it a bit, and you could go bouncing around a few different ages. But having that, it's to me the part that I really feel is the keys to the kingdom is that place of just that pause and that stopping and going, okay, wait, what age is this? Instead of assuming it's just there's something wrong with me. It's like, there's nothing wrong with you. You're just five, right? And that's not a reasonable thing to ask a five-year-old to do, right? That to me is just so, like, it gives me so much compassion for myself instead of blaming myself, like, why didn't I do, you know, it's just like, it's all good. And then you're 63 or 37 or whatever age you are again, and you totally can handle this, right? Like, okay, this is actually pretty easy now that I'm me again. So I hope that was helpful. That is the process that I find. I use it all the time because I get triggered into young ages all the time, just like everybody else does. But I don't have to stay there because I use that tool a lot.
Yeah, that's very helpful. Thank you for that. And I hope everyone else enjoyed the experience as well. And
trip down.
Down memory lane and what was going on. So I want to thank all of you again for being here. Thank you, Anne. And again, you can visit Anne's speaker page and check out her bio and her website. You know, please don't forget to take advantage of a free gift. It's amazing. So much love and blessings to you all. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and we'll see you in the next interview. Thanks, Anne.
Bye, everyone.